parents have been urged to have positive mindset and contribution towards ensuring success of government UPE program in primary schools.
Stakeholders in West Nile have called for a mindset change among parents towards the government universal primary education programs following the poor performance in the recent primary leaving examinations. Ronald Embati, an opinion leader in Abindisel, says many parents have neglected their responsibilities by assuming that government support under UPE is enough.
This policy of the government making education free, this has put at the mind of the parents that the government is doing everything. So they fail to pay school fees. They think that the government is doing everything. This has created a lot of negative impact in the education sector.
Meanwhile, Jane Bako, the head teacher of Wewadi Primary School, says the school administration is planning to hold meetings with parents.
We're also planning to bring parents on board to talk on them. You know, they also play a big role in helping these learners perform because they are the ones supposed to provide necessities, the requirement.
However, the director of studies at the school, Constantina Aleti, has urged parents to closely monitor their children and support them.
These learners, some of them are very serious, only that the support that they are getting from the parents sometimes pulls them out. And again, the monitoring system from the parents, they are not following the learners, even checking their books at home, they are sure they are not doing that. So when a child is not followed up like that in such an environment, the performance will not be okay.
Universal Primary Education Capitation Grant is generally set at ceilings 20,000 per pupil per year. However, this amount is widely considered insufficient, with calls to increase it to over ceilings 60,000 to improve quality education. For Radio Parties, this is Bernard Dasko reporting.